From the studios of NPR member station WXEL in Palm Beach, this is On the Money.
On the Money is produced for public broadcasting stations and acknowledges fine charitable organizations including the American Cancer Society, dedicated to cancer research, patient services, and treatment. The Special Olympics, providing year-round sports training and competition for more than 1 million athletes. And the Business and National Disability Council. Produced in association with public radio stations nationwide. And from support from listeners like you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Steve Pomerantz, and I'm back with you for another exciting week of money and business advice. This show, as you probably already know, is called On the Money, and it's a show where we help educate and protect you with your money. We also help you learn how to invest and to do it safely and to do it successfully. If you're listening to us on our flagship station here from Vero Beach to Miami or in L.A., Atlanta, Chicago, or New York, or anywhere in the world using the Internet, welcome to our show. Are you tremendously disorganized, and is it costing you, or is it adding stress to your life? Is it costing you money? Kathy Pau is a professional business coach and personal coach, and she specializes in organization. We're going to talk with her. She's going to tell us how to get it right.
This is On the Money. For more information, visit the broadcast's official website located at www.onthemoneyradio.org. You can contact Steve by email with your financial questions. Again, go to www.onthemoneyradio.org.
I want to introduce Kathy Pau. Kathy is a productivity consultant and certified business and personal coach, and she has specialized in organization. And we have her on the line. Welcome to our show, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.
Kathy, I know you're a business coach. How did you decide you wanted to specialize in this area of organization?
Well, I actually started as a productivity consultant and became a coach later. I discovered that the two were very intertwined because physical organization is only the tip of the iceberg. The part under the waterline is the coaching part, and that's the biggest part.
Okay. Well, on average, let's get to right to this point about organization. We want to try to give our listeners some tips today. But how much time would you estimate is lost through disorganization, and what are the financial costs of that?
The amount of time that's lost varies considerably from one person to the next, but there is an average figure, and the average is 150 hours per year. And so the cost of that in dollar terms would be dependent on how you value your time.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one person making $30,000 a year, that works out to $3,900. Someone making $100,000 a year, that works out to $13,000. And that is, again, per person.
Wow, that's
so
that's multiply
that in a company, and you've got tremendous loss.
Right. You have a calculator on your website?
Yes, I do. It's a cost of disorganization calculator, and you can visit my website and click on the productivity consulting page, and it's right there on the right.
By the way, the website address is declutteryourlife.com. Declutteryourlife, one word, .com. All right, so those are the tangible costs. What are some of the intangible costs of disorganization?
The intangible costs would be an inability to expand your business or your workload. Perhaps you can barely hang on to what you already have. That would translate to missed opportunities, lack of having a competitive edge. Those are more difficult to measure in dollar terms, but they're very real costs of disorganization. And then, of course, there's the stress and the burnout, which can lead to illness and reduced productivity.
You know, looking at your website and your material, you mentioned this term, piling instead of filing. I want to talk about that because I related really well to that. What is piling instead of filing?
When we don't have a good system in place, typically what happens is that papers tend to pile up. And there are two primary reasons that people tend to pile. The first is a fear of forgetting to find it again if they file it away.
That's me.
They can't remember what they called it or where they put it, so they say, I'll just set it here for now because I don't have time to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And a pile is born.
So why do you think people actually fall into this trap? Is it just the fear, or is it they don't know, they don't have a system, I guess, in place?
I think it is largely a system, although I've seen people with systems who don't use the system. Having a good system in place, if you're not clear about your priorities, is kind of like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that you begin first with clarifying your priorities and then setting up a system that's going to support you in managing those priorities.
And I guess also a system that that you're sure that you can do, because, I mean, if it's too cumbersome or, like any new habit, too hard to adopt, then it's just going to be another waste of time and money. Is that right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Simplicity is very important.
Everybody has their own level of organization or disorganization. At what point would a person know that they're in trouble?
I have a few questions that I ask my clients. First of all, I ask, does your current system support your work, or does it stress you out? And if it's not stressed, does it keep you focused on what's most important to you, and does it remind you of important follow-up? The other reason that people pile is a fear of forgetting to follow up, so that's why I mentioned that. Another, does it take time away from your personal life? Are you spending so much time trying to get organized, maybe after hours, that it's really cutting into your personal life and it's affecting your self-care and your relationships?
It seems to me that one of the things you mentioned was you kind of have to know what's important to you. So is that where being a business coach or a personal coach comes in?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are so overwhelmed with all of the choices in their lives that they have a hard time sorting out the priorities. So my role as a coach is to help them sort that out, help them clarify, and then get really clear about what their intentions are as a result.
Well, you know, in this day and age, we're all overloaded with paper. You've called this paper overload. Exactly what is it, and is it getting worse or is it getting better?
Information overload is what I prefer to call it, because it's paper and electronic. And the paper is not going to go away. Years ago, there was talk of a paperless office, and I don't see that happening. It's not going away, and as a matter of fact, it's getting worse. And I think that's because of the electronic material that we have available to us. Steve, when you see something important on the Internet, what do you tend to do with it?
Print it out.
Okay.
And then put it in a pile on my desk.
You're like many others that I know. You want to keep it in paper form. Mm-hmm. That website might go away tomorrow, so you better print it out. So then what do you do with that paper once you print it out so that you can lay your hands on it when you need it? And that becomes a huge problem.
Well, you mentioned some quick techniques for organizing paper. I think you called it trim the fit. What is that?
Actually, it's trim the fat.
Trim the fat, okay.
And FAT is an acronym for file, act, or toss. So I'd be happy to go over that
Sure.
really quickly if you'd
okay.
like.
Okay, uh-huh.
I want to say one thing about trim the fat. In order for it to work, you really need motivation. If you can't see a direct link to an ability to either increase pleasure or decrease pain in your life, you probably won't have the motivation to stick to any program that you put in place. So that's really key. But assuming that you're motivated to do something different than you're doing now with piles, the trim the fat process works very well. File is the first part of it. In order to be able to file things away, we need to be able to have an ability to quickly lay our hands on it once it's been put away. That alleviates that fear of not being able to find it again. I've been using a filing system for over 5 years now that guarantees you'll be able to find anything you file in 5 seconds or less, and so I'm very happy with the filing system I use. The ACT part of Trim the Fat, you need to answer 2 questions in order to be able to handle that part of your papers. What is the next action I'm going to take, and when am I going to do it? And I use a tickler file system in order to manage the action items. And then toss means throw away, recycle, toss to someone else. It means get it out of here. So that's that trim the fat process, file, act, or toss.
So people will find this information on your website?
Yes, I have quite a bit of information under my productivity consulting page, and I also teach some teleclasses. A teleclass is where people get together on the phone and we can all hear each other, and I teach a free teleclass each month. I teach two of them, actually. One is called Buried in Paper, and in that teleclass, I teach my guests how to put together an effective tickler file system and how to decide what to keep and what to toss.
Kathy, we're going to need to stop it there.
Okay.
If you want more information, go to declutteryourlife.com. We're speaking with Kathy Powell. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
This is On the Money with Steve Pomerantz.
Listeners to On the Money receive unbiased, impartial, and truthful financial advice each week right here. If you have a story idea, or if you know of a business or a financial expert who would be an excellent guest, contact On the Money Radio toll-free by dialing 1-866-MONEY-01. That's 1-866-MONEY-01. You're listening to Steve Pomerantz, the Investor's Advocate.